Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. St. Paul speaks to us today about the character of Christian life. As the elect of God, as his holy and beloved people, he says, that character is to be revealed and lived out in your lives. The Christians are to live lives that are marked by the giving of tender mercy, by kindness, by humility, by meekness, by patience, by forbearance, and by forgiveness. And above all, as the summary of all, St. Paul says the Christian life is to be one that is defined by love, which Paul says is the bond of perfection. It's easy when hearing such things to simply let them go in one ear and out the other. Yes, yes, we are tempted to say, be merciful, be loving, be forgiving, etc., etc., and then quickly move on. But if we dwell for a moment on this description of the Christian character, we'll quickly discover how sorely lacking we are in it. Oh, we try. We try very hard to live out the kind of life St. Paul describes. And on the surface, we may at times seem very pious and very dedicated. People may even point to you and say, look at him studying for the ministry, or look at her learning to interpret for the deaf so that they can receive God's word. What fine Christians dedicating their lives to the Lord's service. But each of us in our heart of hearts knows better. For when we look honestly, we must confess that we are not always merciful to others. We are often unkind, haughty, not humble, proud, not meek, quick to anger, not patient and forbearing, and ever slow and reluctant to forgive. We must confess that we have not loved God with our whole heart, nor our neighbors as ourselves. And we must say with God's law that we deserve nothing but punishment. And there are times where we are driven to despair. After all, St. Paul says that we are to be characterized by these things. He says that as God's holy and beloved people, we are to put them on. These are to be the expression of our Christianity, of our status as the baptized. And we cannot do it. We are like helpless children who cannot clothe themselves. We can't dress ourselves in these garments of mercy, kindness, humility, meekness, patience. We can't conjure up love in ourselves. But St. Paul does not expect us to. He knows full well the inability of man to save himself or to create in himself such a noble character and the good works which flow from it. And so he points our attention not to our own feeble efforts and impure works, but he points us back to Christ. Yes, we are to seek these things, but they are not to be found from the inside. They are to be found from the outside of us. They are to be found in Christ, that is, in his means of grace. There he clothes his children with the holiness that they cannot put on themselves. He gives us the kind of life that St. Paul speaks of, a life which is, first of all, a life anchored in the sacrament of holy baptism. Now, Paul begins this chapter of Colossians with the words, "If you were then raised with Christ." He is speaking of the death and the resurrection that occurs in baptism, the drowning of the old Adam and the rising up of the new man from out of those waters, of the burial of the sinner and the life of the saint, which has its source in Christ himself and his resurrection. And then he goes on to say, therefore, your life is hidden in Christ. This is what defines the Christian life and gives it its unique and holy character. But it is a life which needs to be fed continually. So Paul goes on to say, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with grace in your hearts to God. The word of Christ, which comes to us through the preaching of the church, through the liturgy of the divine service, through the psalmody, through the hymnody, through the canticles that were inspired by the Spirit, continues by the power of the same Spirit to instill grace into your hearts. The word is the means by which the body of Christ is continually brought to repentance and is also given grace and forgiveness. The word of Christ is the continuing source of Christian character. And where that word dwells richly and is received with faith, Christian character will and must flow as a natural result, and it will show forth. And Paul also tells us, "Let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful." Of what peace is he speaking? Not some indefinable emotional peace which we are somehow to try to grasp onto, but an incarnate peace. The peace that is held before your eyes at Holy Communion. The peace that is proclaimed when the pastor holds up that sacrament and says, "The peace of the Lord be with you always." It is the peace which is beyond human understanding. The peace that is the life-giving presence of our Lord Jesus Christ in, with, and under bread and wine. His body given, his blood shed for us. This is the peace to which the body of Christ, his church, is called. And it is the peace which then goes on to create and sustain faith in them, to produce that Christian character of which St. Paul speaks. Which is why we pray with Dr. Luther after communion. We implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through this sacrament in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. By these things, the heart is shaped. By grace, the life of the Christian is defined and then lived. It is a baptismal life, a life hidden in Christ and lived in Christ. It is a life which is not defined by our efforts, but by the grace given in water, in word, in wine. As Paul says to us, it is a life in which all that you do in word or deed is done in the name of the Lord Jesus, the name that you are receiving in baptism, the name that is proclaimed to you in preaching and in sung liturgy and hymnody, the name which is fed to you in Holy Communion. In these things, we who are called holy and beloved by God are given life, and we are continually transformed by the reception of them into his own holy image, merciful, kind, humble, meek, patient, forgiving, overflowing with the love which he has first given to us. May our Father continue to keep us in this grace and communion and conform us to the image of his Son, continuing to bestow on us by grace the character which we cannot obtain for ourselves. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.